Patrick. Hi, Trent.
Hey.
You kind of stole my thunder there with your explanation for the last caller. I was going to ask, is it always good to say that it's not a potential human being, but actually a human being with potential, and which is better, the philosophical or the scientific kind of reasoning?
No, that's good. Well, the philosophical builds on the scientific. So I would say that you can't have human rights unless you're a biological human being. So our basement approach is to show others that unborn children are biological human beings. We need to make the scientific case first, which isn't really that complicated. We can just show the unborn are living, they're alive because they're growing, and they have human DNA, came from human parents, so they're human. And then human beings like you and me were valuable. And to show they're not just human tissue like cancer cells, but that they're an organism. Their parts work together for the good of the whole, just like us. So we need to make that scientific case first. And then from that, we need to show philosophically that there's no morally relevant difference between us, born humans, and the unborn. And in my book, I talk about the philosopher Stephen Schwartz and his acronym SLED, that the only differences between us and the unborn are our size, our level of development, our environment, or where we live, and our degree of dependency. So size, level of development, environment, degree of dependency. And these differences are morally irrelevant because born humans differ in these four ways, but that doesn't change our value. So it shouldn't change the value of the unborn either. And so I would just say, Bill, to start with the scientific, once we show the unborn are human organisms, then ask, should the fact that they're different from us change their value? And I would say that it shouldn't. So is that helpful?
Yeah, I even thought of like a third kind of talking point while I was waiting. Maybe like the personal. Like, for instance, when my mom was pregnant with me back in the 60s, she wasn't that healthy at the time and had to take lots of medicine. And one doctor actually recommended an abortion back then. And I'm thinking, like, well, I'm glad they didn't decide to do that. And I actually met at a pregnancy fundraising dinner here in Buffalo a couple years ago. Phenomenal guest speaker named Melissa Oden, O-H-D-E-N.
Oh, yes, very powerful.
She's an abortion attempt survivor.
Yes.
I guess if you want to give her a website, Patrick, I don't know.
If I had magical powers and I knew it, I could. But
if you just search for her, Melissa Oden, I believe her last name is O-H-D-E-N. Yes, and another young woman like that is Gianna Jensen. These are individuals who the abortions were not successful. They survived. And so one gets in a very awkward situation saying that if abortion should be legal – and I think actually Gianna Jensen, as a result of the abortion, developed cerebral palsy. And so to say, well, was she wrong now that she has palsy? If that was from the abortion, was she wrong? Was she harmed? So if she was harmed because of that, then aren't these unborn children also severely harmed by being deprived of their lives, by being killed during this time? So I do think a personal approach can be helpful, that once we show the unborn are human organisms, they're no different than you and I, then we can add that final little personal touch and say, and look, these children in the womb, they're no different than us now or when you and I were in the womb. That's how all of us started life. It's just funny, a lot of people treat pregnancy and the unborn as if they're these kind of alien others, the fetus, or pregnancy, and pregnancy is difficult, but the idea that a woman shouldn't have to let the fetus use her body to be sustained during a pregnancy, as if pregnancy was just an act of goodwill of a mother towards her child, and abortion is just a rescinding of that goodwill, which is crazy. Pregnancy is not just being a good Samaritan, as Judith Jarvis Thompson, the MIT philosopher, has said, oh, you're being a good Samaritan. No, it's what's required, that the unborn child naturally resides in the womb. That's how all of us got here. And abortion isn't just withholding a good Samaritan's care. It's dismembering and killing a healthy human being. And that's what makes it so wrong.
Bill, congrats.